You're with SBS Radio.
Australia's COVID-19 vaccination rollout began a day earlier than expected, but for the handful of people who were first to receive the shot, it couldn't come early enough.
My first thought was I would be absolutely honoured because I know I'm one of the first in Australia to get this, and I wasn't going to say no.
Aged care resident Paul Russell was one of 20 people to receive the first dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine at Castle Hill Medical Centre in Sydney. After almost a year in lockdown, the 74-year-old says he jumped at the offer.
The only way we're going to beat this is to have a vaccination. This is, I think, today's the third time in around about a year that I've been out, and it's lovely.
Those selected to receive the doses early at the impromptu launch also included disability care residents and support workers, aged care staff, Border Force personnel, and members of the Defence Force working in hotel quarantine. Brett Rasmussen lives with an intellectual disability and gave a thumbs up as the jab was administered, while disability support worker Mila Thomas says she's thrilled to receive her immunisation.
I feel very happy and delightful to have this vaccine, and I'm doing this for myself and for the people that I'm supporting, especially with my participants that I support every day.
Australian Border Force Officer John Buttonshaw says he feels fine after receiving the shot.
Excellent. Nothing at all. Yeah, just like a flu jab. And it's good to be a part of it.
Some high-profile Australians were also among the first group to be immunised, with the Prime Minister, Chief Medical Officer and Chief Nursing and Midwifery Officer receiving the jab in front of the cameras in an attempt to boost public confidence in the vaccine. Dr. Jesse Lee helped administer the first shots and says he's feeling hopeful about the rollout.
It was such a privilege. It's the honour of my life to be able to do this today to the Prime Minister and the Chief Health Officer. I think it's a really important day, and hopefully it's a turning point in the pandemic and beginning of the end.
The government is aiming to immunise 60,000 people in the first week as a part of the first phase, targeting frontline workers and the most vulnerable members of the population. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese and Greens leader Adam Bandt have been invited to receive their first doses of the Pfizer vaccine later in the week. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt and Health Department Secretary Brendan Murphy will receive the AstraZeneca vaccine later, after its rollout begins next month. Deputy Labor leader Richard Marles says he's glad Australia's vaccination program has finally begun.
Vaccination is how the world moves past COVID-19. It's worth noting that around the world, more than 100 million people had been vaccinated before the first vaccination took place in this country today. Australians want to see the rollout of the vaccination take place as safely as possible, but they also want to see it take place as quickly as possible as well.
Vice President of the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Chris Moy, says it's a momentous day for the country, but the hard work is still to come.
We're incredibly lucky to have safe and effective vaccines. I think what I'd say is that now we've had this great moment to find the vaccines. Now the next bit is the real perspiration to really get the vaccines out into the community so that everybody can get protected.
That may be more challenging than hoped, with recent surveys showing vaccine confidence has fallen around the country. An Australian Bureau of Statistics study shows just 76% of men and 71% of women agree or strongly agree that they should receive the shot. The government says that combating misinformation around the vaccine is a top priority. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says reaching out to cultural and linguistically diverse communities is also a key focus.
We are doing advertising in over 30 languages. We've been working with SBS, which has been fantastic. We are also empowering local communities across cultural and linguistically diverse backgrounds to design and develop their own grassroots campaigns and outreach campaigns.
The first 20 people vaccinated will return for their second dose of the Pfizer vaccine in 3 weeks' time. Among them is 87-year-old John Healy.
My message would be, have it. and it doesn't hurt.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Edwina Guinan, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.